What's up to all my lemon and gum drops out there? This is your girl coming at you live and living color from the treehouse of Ruby Ann. Hit her up at candy_catching_movie_reviews. She's also available on Twitter at candy_movies. You can send her email at candycatching19@gmail.com. Go ahead and let her know what movies you want her to review, sitcoms, songs, artists. She's even available to give you some insight into your own personal life. She'll review your situation for you free of charge. So go ahead and hit her up. And without further ado, please welcome Ruby Ann.
Oh, thank you, DJ Snicket. You are too kind with your words. And that intro was just amazing. Like she said, I'm your host, Ruby Ann, and today's podcast. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be in the basement.
Well, see, look, I got hungry because you don't feed me enough. Like, you honestly think sitting in the dark basement against your will in the hot is going to help you look this fabulous? No, you must eat blueberries, to be exact.
Really?
Really good for your skin.
The people know you're here now, so you can't go. So I guess you're going to have to be a part of my podcast from now on.
Well, I guess so. I have nothing better to do besides sit in your dark basement. It's not like this is a good podcast anyway. It's failing anyway. So here. Read these papers.
What's this?
Oh, it's my intro.
Please welcome the most fantastic, fabulous... No, I'm not reading this. This sucks. I'm going to introduce you my way since you can't think of a good intro.
Wow. You're going to be seeing it from my lawyer.
Really? There's no contracts. There's no... how would I be seeing from your lawyer? Anywho, please welcome Mr. Savage. I don't think anybody likes you, though.
I don't know. My fans seem to disagree.
Wow. Don't press my buttons.
I'm gonna press all the buttons. What's a segment... Oh, this is really sad.
What?
Let's talk about the segment about Cameron Boyce. That's really sad. I used to watch this dude when I was younger.
Why are you running my podcast?
Because you have nothing better to do. So we're going to take time from this bickering.
I want to say, me and Mr. Savage, we're going to take a time on a more serious note.
To handle this very serious matter.
Delicate matter. Like, I want to leave my regards to the Boyce family.
China, Dove. His sister
Maya, Victor, and Libby Boyce. I want to give my sincere apology. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Crazy.
I grew up on this dude. He was amazing.
Yeah, Jesse.
If you want to keep his legacy alive, you can always donate to the Thirst Project. This is something that he was always really passionate about. That's also one thing that I loved about Cameron Boyce. His passion. What would you like to add on this note, Mr. Savage?
Well, I'm normally a savage, but this is a very serious topic. There's really nothing I can really say. Just really, just wow. Like, just
gone
live your
too
life.
Soon.
He's only 20 years old. Live your life to the fullest.
Yeah, gone too soon. He's an angel. But what really got me was when I seen Dove and China's reaction. They were crying. That's how I knew it was real. I thought it was fake at first, because remember back in 2017 there was that rumor. But I'm gonna leave a couple moments of silence, but we have to go on with the podcast now. Back to the podcast.
Access granted.
Okay, drum roll please. We're about to be doing a podcast on this amazing movie, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Sounds like a very interesting movie. How you get far from home?
Didn't you see the movie with me?
I did.
Okay. So.
Just elaborate.
Just elaborate for the people that haven't seen it.
Yeah, just for the people. And also, disclaimer. Disclaimer, if you've been sleeping under a rock for the last, since 2008, when they dropped Iron Man, you therefore, you must not know anything going on in the Marvel series. This podcast is not for you.
So if you're watching,
well, at least this particular episode.
So if you're watching DC, don't get your hopes up. You're not gonna understand. And especially if you haven't seen the Avengers Endgame. Hashtag don't spoil the endgames.
Hashtag was it please Tony Stark.
You know. But you have exactly
my bad, it's a spoiler.
You have exactly 5 seconds to leave my podcast before I drop some major spoilers.
You gonna drop major spoilers and fill your minds with our knowledge.
In 5, 4, 3, 2. Well, if you haven't left, on with the podcast. So, I'm gonna start this podcast with giving a little short summary of what happened. Basically, the movie starts off with Peter Parker grieving the death of Tony Stark, which is really sad. He was hurt, and he was inherited the Tony Stark's industry or whatever, and he was supposed to take over, like, the Avengers, I'm guessing, from what I saw in the movie.
I felt more like he's supposed to take over Tony's business.
Yeah.
Like, he left him money.
Yeah, because he was doing a lot of press conferences and stuff, so I feel like he was, like, taking over, like, he was, like, the new face of Tony Stark's industry. And he was kind of, I feel like he was making a lot of excuses, like, I'm too young, which is clearly not the case, because young people all over the world are doing things. Hashtag March for Our Lives. Like, we're making big moves.
Shout out Marseille Martin.
We're making big moves. So I feel like he was making a lot of excuses. And he was like, I can't do this because I can't, like, really run the company because I'm too young. And he got kind of getting overwhelmed.
But then again, I also like to think of it like this. He's 16. He went from saving people here and there to running a multi-billion dollar, very successful, very famous superhero company.
And also,
all overnight.
And also, while he's trying to decide, like where he's having his little conflict, since everybody from the blimp, well, if you don't know what the blimp is, because I didn't know, like, the proper terminology was the blimp. The blimp is basically after Thanos snapped his fingers and everybody disappeared. I know. I didn't know either until I watched the movie. I didn't know that's what they were calling it.
I called it the whole time. I kept calling that the snap.
I was calling it the snap, but it's apparently called the blimp. So, the people from the blimp is back. So, basically, they restart the whole school year over, which also means they're going to have to go on their school field trip again. So, they have to go to a school field trip to this unknown country. I forgot the name of the country. It was either Paris or Italy. I don't remember which one. I'm sorry for my lack of information. But I don't remember which one. And in this, when he went to the school trip or whatever, he planned on getting closer to MJ. And he was also on this trip. And also on the trip, while he was trying to get closer to MJ, he meets this person where he gives all his trust into and ends up turning over Tony Stark's million-dollar industry to. Do you have something to say?
I don't understand. Why would you give a multi-million-dollar industry over to a person you just met?
Yeah, I find that crazy. But if you want to hear more about this movie, or you want to know what happens next after he gives the company away, you're just going to have to watch the movie. But before we give you our rating, I know, wait, you have to watch the movie.
We can't give you everything. Uh-huh. We just let you know if it's a good movie, if you should watch it.
And we give you, like, a brief summary so you can kind of know what we're talking about.
With a little bit of spoilers.
We're not going to give you the end, because if we give you the end, how are you going, like, why would you watch the movie now?
It doesn't make sense if you think about it.
Think about it. So.
The more you know.
So. Before we tell you, like, if it's a good movie or not, I kind of want to give you my 5 minutes of reality. Mr. Savage, what would you take away from this movie that they can put to their real lives?
Don't give away multi-million dollar businesses to random strangers you just meet.
Not everybody has multi-million dollar. I'm talking about something more common.
Oh, things that actually happen in real life?
Yes, things that actually happen in real life.
I'm sorry, I would know more if you let me out the basement, but I feel more like you can't really run away from your responsibilities.
Yeah.
Because the only thing it does is it beats you up, makes you do put you into all these crazy illusions, makes you feel like the world's against you, that you're dating your best friend. It's all out of whack.
I took from this movie that you could put to your real life. I feel like you shouldn't trust everybody you just meet, because it could be all an illusion. Like, you need to guard your heart, like, guard yourself from other people, because you don't know. They could just be snakes. So, like, they don't know. You don't know what people's true intentions are. Like, you have to be careful. You have to guard who you are and what you are. So those are, like, the two things that we have got from this movie. Now, drum roll, please, for this amazing rating that we're about to give. I'm giving this movie 4 starbursts. I would give it a 5, but I feel like I feel like the production was good. I feel like everything was good, but I feel like it's only giving 4 stars because I didn't like the fact that Peter Parker was running away from his responsibilities that much. Like, he was making excuses to me. I feel like he was just making a bunch of excuses. What did you give this movie, Mr. Savage?
I give it 5 starbursts because who doesn't like the neighborhood-friendly Spider-Man?
Another reason why you'll give it 5 starbursts? Because the movie has to be amazing if you're going to give it 5 starbursts. You need something more. It really
is. Do you not understand? How cool is it you see a guy swinging from a web in tights? Mm-hmm. Do you see that when you walk outside?
No.
What you do see is in Walmart is random people in tights thinking they're Spider-Man doing backflips while grocery shopping.
Hashtag stop licking ice cream. Anywho.
That's a felony! Sorry, I choked when I said that. That's a felony.
Do not lick ice cream. I know that's kind of random, but...
Sir! No, sir!
Okay. I feel like this movie was really good. Oh, and you know what? Something that was amazing about this movie that I found out, Mr. Savage?
What's that?
It's PG-13. That means the whole family can watch it.
Say what?
Problem. I need to let you up the basement more. But anywho, this movie is PG-13. That means you can take your aunt, your favorite cousin, your weird cousin, the cousin you don't really care about
that
much.
The girl is kind of a little mentally touched, if you know what I mean.
You can take everybody. You can take the whole family. Your grandma. Your grandma's grandma. Your grandma, 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 grandma. You can take everybody to see this amazing movie.
Awesome!
That's amazing. And also, but I feel like the podcast is really coming towards the end. I know you're kind of sad to see it go. I know you want us to stay longer, or you might be ready for us to leave.
Bye-bye.
Wherever side of the spectrum you are, before we leave, I kind of want to say, if you want us to watch more of your movies that you want to see, or you want us to create or pump out more content, I want you to cash app us or make a donation to MMAD Money on your, which are using the cash app, so we can be able to buy tickets, popcorns, and snacks.
Excuse me, isn't this the part of the podcast where you shamelessly plug your social media?
You are right, Mr. Savage. We're about to shamelessly plug ourselves. If you guys want a specific movie, but we actually don't just do movies, we do songs, we review your life, we do TV shows.
If you create YouTube videos, you want clout, we want clout, we can work together.
Like, you could have us reacting to your YouTube channel, then you can go on your YouTube channel and react to us reacting to your YouTube channel.
It's crazy. I see YouTubers do it all the time, and it works.
But like, here's
if you want to, you can slide us $20, and we can have a fake beef.
Hashtag Logan Paul on KSI. Anywho.
I think you stuttered a little bit. Hashtag Logan Paul KSI. Them people.
That was the fakest beef I've ever seen. That movie was that boxing match was a waste of money.
You shouldn't have bought the tickets.
Shut up. But anywho, our IG, if you wanted to DM us on IG or just follow us, our IG is Candy Catching Movie Reviews. Our Twitter is Candy Movie. If you want to just email me your problem, our Gmail is candycatching19. I want to repeat that again. Our IG is Candy Catching Movie Reviews. Our Twitter is Candy Movie. Our Gmail is candycatching19@gmail.com.
Since we don't have merch to shamelessly plug, should you shamelessly plug your Cash App one more time?
One more time. You know, we need to. You know, if you want to make a donation so we can be able to pump out more content, you can always Cash App us some money at mmadmoney.
And also, before we go, I would like to, I don't know who's listening. You may want to hear this today. You may be at home by yourself, but I have a feeling today it's probably someone's birthday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
You know, from the behalf of Ruby Ann and Mr. Savage, happy birthday to all our to all my July birthday. My birthday's in 10 days. Hashtag Leo season.
That's a little harsh.
Okay, wow, so we have no Leos on this podcast.
Well, due to the fact that it's not that, until July 22nd, it's still cancer season.
Whatever, haters. Shouldn't you be off in the corner crying somewhere?
Wow. It ain't got jokes real. Shots fired.
Okay. We'd like to all wish everybody a happy birthday. And we're still very sorry. And we're going to wish our condolences to Cameron Boy's family. And I feel like that's pretty much it. And don't forget, donate to the Thirst Project.
Or our Cash App as well. Either one of those work.
You know.
Both if you're feeling happy.
You know, if you're feeling generous. But, you know, you can really donate, you know, because my birthday on the 23rd.
No one really asks.
And, you know, I'm just saying. Okay.
Okay, well.
Bye!
Now, let us explode away.